Then here's good news you'll love. Call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to find out more about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. Our attorneys will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you or you pay nothing. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to learn about our new Pay for Performance program. Appointment times are limited, so call 800-253-1473 and find the relief from credit card debt that you desperately need with the full weight of our attorneys behind you. 800-253-1473. 800-253-1473.
I'm Rich Ackerman. This report is brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says 15 minutes could save you 50% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to Geico.com 15 minutes ago. The Wizards lost Tuesday following the announcement that John Wall would sit with an injured wrist today. Multiple tests showed that he has 5 fractures. The team is contemplating the course of action. His status for the remainder of the playoffs is certainly up in the air. Washington will host Atlanta in Game 3 Saturday with the series even at 1. It didn't take long for Lyle Collins to find a home. 4 days after being undrafted, he signed a free agent deal with the Cowboys. Collins' stock plummeted when he was part of an investigation regarding an ex-girlfriend who was murdered and pregnant at the time. Collins was not a suspect, nor is he the father of the child. Everett Golson is transferring from Notre Dame and will complete his college career elsewhere. Baseball this afternoon, bottom of the 7th in Milwaukee. The Dodgers looking to split a series with the Brewers, leading by a score of 7-3. Alex Guerrero has hit his 6th home run. Adam Lind his 6th for the Brewers. Bottom of the 7th, St. Louis in front of Chicago by a score of 5-1. Right now in Kansas City, the Royals and Indians have yet to get underway because of rain. Bottom of the 6th, it's Detroit with a 2-1 lead over the White Sox. And bottom of the 8th in Minnesota, the Twins cling to a 6-5 lead over the A's. Colin McHugh is 4-0 and tonight looks to match a franchise record for the Astros by winning his 12th straight decision when they open a series against the Angels. 2 games on the Stanley Cup playoff schedule. The Lightning tried to sweep the Canadiens. Blackhawks can do the same in Minnesota. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Adam the Bull and CJ Nitkowski have their eyes on baseball. Saturday mornings at 10 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Welcome into the TV side, CBS Sports Network. I thought the studio was supposed to be hot again today. They already fixed it? Good work. Whoever fixed this studio so that we have air conditioning, thank you. Thank you. It's a thankless job, right? I think HVAC guy is kind of, and I get it that you're well compensated, usually plumber guy, you know, but you're kind of, you're in the realm of baggage claim service counter guy. You know, no one ever comes into the baggage claim service and just says like, hey man, just want to tell you, good job, how you doing? Huh? No. They come in and go, I lost my bags. As if that person behind the counter is the one solely responsible for sending your bags in a beautiful 5-day, 4-night trip to Hawaii. Like, no. He's just the guy or the woman who takes it down. But you only go see that person when something bad has happened to you. Same thing with the plumber, same thing with the HVAC guy. Like the HVAC guy is like, hey man, unless it's the guy who set up your home or your business's air conditioning and then it broke down, and then you can have a little bit of anger towards the guy. But for the most part, we're just all trying to do our jobs and collect our money. My question to you is, what do you do with Tom Brady? What do you do? And I don't blame you if you didn't read the 243-page report. I didn't read all every page of it. I didn't. I hope there's not a quiz on it. Is there going to be a quiz on it? It's not Russia, Danny. Is this Russia? I know the gist of it. I know that Tom wasn't terribly cooperative, but I didn't know until today that apparently he did sit and talk with them for like a day and just wouldn't offer up the messages from his cell phone. You know what? If I'm a superstar and I'm married to a supermodel, I'm the face of a franchise, and you ask me questions and I answer those questions to the best of my ability, why do I need to give you your cell phone? Especially considering the other two guys are already given the cell phones. Anyway, context is everything, and within the and it's hard to establish what the context of the text messages are, what the context of the conversations with the parties were. But now that you know what you think you know, what would you do with Tom Brady? 855-212-4CBS. Quickly on the NBA playoffs. Last night, LeBron James established that, as I have long contended, and I think most people know, he's the best basketball player on earth, correct? I mean, you could make an argument that Kevin Durant is a better scorer. You can make that argument. But LeBron James, the best all-around basketball player on earth. Anybody want to argue with that? No. We simply feel compelled to not every year pencil him in as MVP, even though the Cleveland Cavaliers didn't win until he started playing well. What true value is when he plays well, the team plays well. When he doesn't play well or he doesn't play, the team doesn't play well, and that's the Cavs this year. But anyway, LeBron has a great night, as I think we all predicted. We all did predict that, right? The Cavs would win. I said both he and Kyrie would have 30. He and Kyrie did not have 30. They nearly combined for 30, but they blew out the Chicago Bulls. That one feels like it'll be a good series. I still think the Bulls have a bit too much overall talent for the Cavs. We'll see what happens when J.R. Smith comes back, but with no Kevin Love. Congratulations to the Rockets. You did not lose for a second consecutive time to a Chris Paul-less L.A. Clipper team, even though you tried as you might. I could not be less impressed with the Houston Rockets. They needed 62 free throw attempts. They needed some boneheaded plays, some bad officiating, and some big buckets in order to beat the Clippers without Chris Paul at home. If Chris Paul is healthy, that's a big if. If he's healthy, the Clippers will win that series. That's what I learned last night. And then today we learned that the old adage, or the adage that I have created, is in fact true. Nobody goes for a second opinion when they get good news. John Wall got a second and a third opinion on what we were told was a sprained wrist. Turns out it was broken in five places. Which means to me, he knew it was broken in five places. That's why he had it in a splint. That's why he didn't play the other day. And he was searching and hoping for somebody to give him some better news than, hey man, your wrist is broken. Doesn't mean that John Wall doesn't play. They're non-displaced fractures. We don't know what bones they're actually in. And we don't know what his pain tolerance is. And if he tapes it up, it's at least possible that with a shot, with a splint, that you don't use your left hand a ton. And to anyone who says, hey, you need both hands to play basketball, not really to shoot, it's a guide hand. Yes, to pass with your left hand. But if you think playing with both hands is important, Chris Paul only goes right. Manu Ginobili only goes left. Blake Griffin only goes right. Not impossible to think that that John Wall could play in this. All right, we got phone calls. All right, let's quickly kind of go around the room here. Tommy, you're a what fan in football? Jets fan?
That's correct, Jets fan.
All right, so you're a Jets fan. You hate the Patriots. Because I do think a lot of this comes down to, I don't like the Patriots. I don't like Bill Belichick. I don't like this. So then I think he should be suspended. And then there's people that like Brady, like the Patriots, and they don't think he should be suspended. And there's guys like me who think, I'll tell you what I think in a second. What do you think?
I don't think it's an egregious violation of the rules,
yep.
I think the NFL is going to look silly if they don't suspend him. I think Goodell's hands are going to be tied.
But why? So what would you how long would you suspend him for?
One game. And a hefty fine.
For what exactly?
Violating the rules.
Okay, but there is no proof that he personally violated the rules or that he ordered. Because I think we would all agree here. Does anybody not think they took air out of the footballs? There's nobody alive who... And does anybody really believe that Tom Brady didn't like the ball softer? We're all agreeing there. The only question is whether or not he told them to take air out of the football after they had measured the air in the football, right? Because if a guy does it, he says, look, I like a ball soft. We got it, Tommy. We'll take care of it. You don't need to know how it gets done. It gets done. Do you suspend a guy for that? So you got one game? Klug, you're still on one game?
I'm on one game.
Okay. Anything to the organization?
No.
I think it's pretty clear the organization
I don't think those guys can work in the NFL again. Which they've already, I don't think they're a member. I don't think they've already been fired, right? McNally and Jastrzemski? They have to be fired, and they can't work in the NFL again.
I think McNally for sure. McNally's the guy who disappeared into the, and said he was taking a leak, right? And he's the one who's allegedly, you know, took the air out of the balls. No, I don't think he can. All right, let's just kind of go in order of who called when. Tony in Cincinnati, what do you do?
Doug, I just wanted to say thank you for your take on LeSean McCoy and Stephen A. Smith. It seemed like you were the only one that had enough guts to say that, and I agree with you about Brady. I think maybe a fine, you know, as a lifelong Bengals fan, whenever they beat us, I never felt like they cheated. They were just better than us. And it seems like there's more of an uproar about this than there is with Adrian Peterson, you know, beating on a four-year-old baby. I'll hang up and listen to your take.
Well, I will only tell you this. Adrian Peterson did miss an entire season, essentially, with the Minnesota Vikings for disciplining his own son. And I actually thought that the league went way overboard with it. I did. My wife's from Oklahoma. She would catch a whooping. I have friends, especially black friends who grew up in Oklahoma and in Texas, and they said getting hit with a switch when you did something wrong is kind of par for the course in parenting. So I would disagree with you there. I do think there is some sort of like balance we have to have here. Like, dude, we're talking about air out of a football. Air out of a football. But you're entitled to your opinion. Absolutely entitled to it. Just back it up with a logic and a logic behind it. Aaron in San Antonio, what would you do with Brady?
Hey, Doug.